local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Get ready. Another day of living inside the cloud as that dense fog advisory still in effect for Mobile and Baldwin County. Dr. Bill has more details. 70 now at our studios. Let's check the ride in with Kane. Here's traffic on Mobile Mornings.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, now a four-car accident at the eastbound George Wallace Tunnel. No injuries, but left lane's blocked off. It's our second accident there this morning. Also, we've got accidents at Imogene and Hogan's Lane, and also we've got another one at Bellhorn Road blocking the northbound right-hand lane off of Cody Road. The Travel Room inside the Battle House Hotel has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience with a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Travel Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers along with areas of fog and temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Got this note here. Thank you, Craig. Wreck on 188, so Highway 188, just north of Bryant High School. Backing traffic up there, so we'll add that to the list. Remember, you can check in anytime on the text line at 343-0106. You want to drop us a line about anything or a traffic issue out there when it's safe, you can always text us at 343-0106. Same phone number we use to take your calls. We also get your text on, so check it out. Remember the website, fmtalk1065.com, too. You can check out the three big things. Top stories of the day. We post them up there. And of course, there's a little bit of football in the mix. But before that, just know that scooter rules are now in effect for downtown Mobile.
I'm glad I got my scooter in last night, my last wild scooter night.
That's right. Electric scooters, they got the laws that go with them, and maybe a little pullback before Mardi Gras. What? Getting that coming up. Plus, Mobile City Council ad hoc committee today to talk about the police and fire pullback. We'll give you more details on that coming up. And yeah, there was that little football game last night in Louisiana where I think probably most likely they are still in some kind of recovery mode from last night's game, probably at least till after lunchtime today.
If they ever went to bed.
That's true. Good point. It sounded like this when things got started last night in the Dome.
Tonight, as we honor our nation, please remain standing and welcome members of the ROTC units from Louisiana State University and Clemson University, joined by the President of the United States and the First Lady.
Big difference there compared to like that Nationals game way back, huh?
Yeah, he got the boos there.
Yeah, he got a cheers, a warm reception last night for the President and First Lady. Also, Steve Scalise there at the Dome as the college football championship was played. Man, that was a... For a guy that didn't have a dog in the hunt, other than, I guess, you know, wanting the SEC to do well because Alabama, it's a heck of a game.
It really was. It was a great game and a record-setting game for LSU. Their second team to go 15-0 after last year's Clemson Tigers. And Joe Burrow, he won the Heisman this year. He's now got the national championship and just about every record in the book along the way.
All right, you're going to break that down in depth on sports coming up in just a little bit. Also, let's talk about what's happening this week in Washington. By all indications, we step lightly, but by all indications, the Senate's impeachment trial of President Trump is expected to begin this week, but there's at least one outstanding issue. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
The issue remains whether Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will allow witnesses and documents to be included at some point in the president's trial.
The Senate was never going to pre-commit ourselves to redoing the prosecutor's homework for them, and we were never going to allow the Speaker of the House to dictate Senate proceedings. to senators.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been holding on to the articles of impeachment, but is expected to turn them over this week to allow the trial to begin. One of the reasons she held on to the articles was to try to get an agreement from Senator McConnell to allow witnesses and documents. McConnell says if the House had done its job, it wouldn't need additional documents and witnesses.
House Democrats have already done enough damage to the precedent, to national unity, and to our institutions of government. The Senate will not be sucked into this precedent-breaking path.
If you want to talk about precedent, says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, let's talk about precedent.
When Leader McConnell talks about precedent, he's talking about witnesses, plain and simple. So the Democratic request for 4 fact witnesses and 3 specific sets of relevant documents is very much in line with our history.
And Schumer adds, this is about seeking the truth.
Leader McConnell and the Republican leadership have labeled a Democratic request for witnesses and documents as, quote, political. If seeking the truth is political, if doing our constitutional duty is political in the minds of our Republican colleagues, then the Republican Party is in trouble.
Leader McConnell says Democrats want additional documents and witnesses because their case is in trouble.
This is exactly the kind of toxic new precedent that many of us warned about back in December. That Speaker Pelosi's House was not sending the Senate a thorough investigation. They were just tossing up a jump ball and hoping that the political winds might blow things their way.
In the weeks since the House impeached President Trump and the Speaker of the House has held up transmitting the articles of impeachment, the political winds may have shifted. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has said he would be willing to testify if subpoenaed to do so. And newly unredacted documents have come to light. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A warm welcome for the President and First Lady at the national championship matchup between LSU and Clemson. Fans cheered as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump walked out onto the field ahead of the game. LSU won the national title 42-25. A Florida Senate committee has approved a new gun bill. The bill would require background checks before weapons could be sold at gun shows and would require private gun sales be documented. The proposed law also would require healthcare professionals to tell law enforcement if they believe a patient could be a threat. Alabama Superintendent of Education Eric Mackey will visit 2 Mobile County public schools. Mackey will first visit Clarkshaw Magnet School at 10 this morning before heading to Phillips Preparatory at 12:15 this afternoon. The visits are part of Mackey's South Alabama Listening Tour. And if you're looking for a job, the Florabama is hiring. The popular venue is looking to fill 200 positions during a job fair from 11 to 4 today. A tent will be set up at the Florabama. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Alabama. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association.
7:15, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. So the holidays are over and it's a brand new year. And if you're thinking about those high interest credit cards you used over the holidays, the bills are coming due. Here's a way to ease your mind. Why not pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream? You can roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. And Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95%. 5% APR with AutoPay. Compare that to the national average of 20% APR. Plus, I love this, no fees. No application fee, no origination fee, no transaction fee, no prepayment penalties, and the application so quick and easy, you can apply right from your phone. LightStream believes that people with good credit, y'all deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. So just for you, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount when you go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. LIGHTSTREAM.com/SULLIVAN. Subject credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information.
All right, 716. Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The LSU Tigers are the new national champions.
The snap, the knee, and the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages. Celebrate on the field here tonight in New Orleans inside the Superdome, capturing the national title.
As the call from LSU's radio network, LSU Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow threw 5 touchdowns and ran in another, leading the Bayou Bengals to a 42-25 victory and snapping Clemson's 29-game winning streak. Clemson took a 17-7 lead in the second quarter on a T. Higgins run, and it looked like LSU had finally met their match, but Burrow and his offense answered with 3 straight touchdowns to take a 28-17 lead into halftime.
Comes pressure, gets it out quickly. Touchdown! Thaddeus Moss just standing still, and LSU stretches the lead before halftime.
That was tight end Thaddeus Moss with the touchdown catch. He's the son of NFL Hall of Famer Randy Moss. After the half, Clemson would score again to pull within 3 points, but another Burrow touchdown pass to Moss and a fourth quarter touchdown pass to Terrace Marshall Jr. was enough to give LSU its 4th national title in program history. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron spoke after the game.
You know, we love the state of Louisiana. I love this team. One team, one heartbeat, this coaching staff, everybody that bled the purple and gold, the great state of Louisiana. This is for everybody. One team, one heartbeat, baby.
The Heisman winner, Burrow, set more records in the final game of the season. His 6 total touchdowns and 463 yards passing are the most for a BCS or college football playoff title game. Burrow also broke the NCAA FBS single-season records for touchdown passes and touchdowns responsible for. He finished the year with 60 touchdown passes and 65 total touchdowns.
It's going to mean the world. This is what I wanted to do from the time I was 5 years old, was hoist this trophy. And bringing it back to Louisiana. I guess we're in Louisiana, but staying in Louisiana, we weren't going to let someone come in here and steal this from us in our home state. We have a great, great fan base that came out and supported us. We're going to keep this thing right here.
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney gave his props to the new champions after the game.
Congratulations to them and the beautiful football team that earned it. And we were the first 15-0 team last year, and to see them do it, and you know, they earned it. Simple as that.
Now the college football world will turn their attention and their hopes to the next season, and so do the sports books. The odds for the 2020 national champion were released following the game. Clemson is the favorite. They've got 2-1 odds at Caesars Sportsbook, followed by Alabama with 4-1 odds, LSU at 9-2, and Ohio State at 7-1. In college basketball, the Auburn Tigers are up to number 4 in the newest Associated Press Top 25 rankings. The Tigers are 15-0, and along with number 7 San Diego State, are the only remaining undefeated teams in the NCAA. Gonzaga remains the top-ranked team, followed by Baylor, Duke, Auburn, and Butler. Kentucky has moved up to number 10 in the poll. The Tigers and Wildcats are still the only SEC teams in the top 25. Tomorrow night, Alabama will have the chance to hand their hated rival Auburn their first loss of the season. Tigers and Tide tip off at 8 p.m. at Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa. You can hear the Auburn call right here on FM Talk 106.5. In baseball, the MLB handed down an historic punishment to the Houston Astros for stealing pitching signs from opposing teams in the 2017 season. The league suspended Houston Astros GM Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch for a year for their role in using electronic equipment to steal signs. They also fined the organization the maximum $5 million and stripped them of first and second round draft picks in 2020 and 2021. An hour later, Astros owner Jim Crane announced that Luhnow and Hinch were both fired. It's 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Coming up, I want to talk about the stealing of signs.
Yeah.
Because electronically stealing signs, it's gone high tech.
I'll tease you. It involves banging on a garbage can.
Say what? All right. It's on the way. Got a lot to learn about stealing signs in baseball.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Well, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers along with areas of fog and temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
723 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Traffic info, more coming in. Westbound Bayway stopped. I got to figure out where exactly, but we'll get an update from Kane coming up in just a few minutes. Plus, I got to pay this off here, too. A new study finds the exact age when we're the most miserable, okay? They've given it a number, so we'll get into that story in a second. But, yeah, this is from an outsider. Looking at this, I don't watch a lot of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit during the World Series, like a lot of people. But, obviously, I remember from playing ball when I was young and watching somebody that the pitcher and the catcher are communicating in their own language of
right.
some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Signs, I'm going to do that. I'm going to throw this. I'm going to throw a slider. I'm going to throw heat here. I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Then the other team's got to figure out what that language may mean.
Right. That's
is that like the simplistic version of what's going on?
Yeah, because prior to every pitch, and some catchers have the autonomy to make their own calls, but mm-hmm. most look over to the dugout and their manager, and the manager tells them what pitch to tell the pitcher to throw next, and they do all these signs. If you ever watched a game and see the catcher, and they'll normally have
finger
like,
down, two fingers down,
right, yeah. and they'll have maybe some fingernail paint on so they can see the fingers a little better, mm-hmm. but the batter never really looks back. Because mm-hmm. that's just forbidden in right. baseball. So the pitcher gets the sign from the catcher, and then goes into the stretch and makes his pitch. And sign stealing has been a big deal in Major League Baseball since the beginning.
Yeah, because if you're a batter and you know, it still can be tough, but if you know what kind of pitch is about to come at you,
it makes all the difference in the world.
You can hit.
That's exactly right. And so they haven't been allowed to steal signs since the game was invented. And what the Houston Astros did in 2017, the year that they won the World Series, there was a center field camera for a time, which was used for after the game. Teams could look at that and see, you know, everything that was going on and make adjustments. Well, what the Astros did, they took that camera feed and routed it to a television at their home field park in a tunnel, kind of hidden away, a tunnel at the back of the park. And the pitchers that were in the bullpen back there could see that live feed from the center field camera. So they could see what signs.
So that center field camera was not being put, obviously, on television.
Right.
It was just there. It was feeding to a switcher or something like that.
It's feeding to a recording that managers and teams could use after the game to make adjustments. And so these pitchers back there in the Astros bullpen would see the signs that the catcher was giving and had a garbage can. Now, they experimented with a couple different ways. They tried clapping. They tried, I guess, whistling, shouting. None of those worked as well as the garbage can did. So they would see the sign, and if it was an off-speed pitch, say a curveball, slide, or something along those routes, a changeup, then they would bang the garbage can lid one or two times. If it was a fastball, they just wouldn't hit the garbage can. So
okay.
The Astros,
so the default was fastball.
Right.
Then you listen for the garbage can lid banging for
then
some
you
kind
know
of
you're gonna get
changeup.
Right. Then you know you're going to get an off-speed pitch. So the Astros hitters, who are sitting there in the batter's box, could listen for the sound of the garbage can, and then they knew what type of pitch they were likely to be getting. And that culminated in the Astros winning the World Series, biggest prize in the entire sport. And now the manager and the general manager were both suspended prior to being fired by the Astros owner, and they got some pretty heavy, a $5 million fine, and lost their first and second round draft picks for this year and the next year. But a lot of people saying that that's not enough, even though it's one of the harshest penalties ever handed down by the MLB, that there's no room in the game for stealing signs like that.
But and, this, as you said, has been going on forever.
Yeah,
right?
It's, I mean, and you know, a lot of teams, most teams play by the rules, but any sort of advantage you can get, and if you can get it without being caught, a lot of teams try that too. And so the Astros thought they weren't going to get caught. This MLB investigation figured out exactly what they were doing, and now a lot of people are paying for it.
Did you read in this, did they say, did somebody come up and say they had to be stealing signs, or somebody said, I know they're stealing signs?
Yeah, I can't remember if they were tipped off,
you
by
know what
someone.
Saying? Did they mm-hmm. just, you know, there's, this is impossible that they hit that well, let's go figure it out, or did somebody go, oh, something's up?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of that, that a lot of the other teams said, they're hitting at such a good rate right now, better than we've seen, that something must be up. And then they had, you know, players talk to the MLB and let them know, yeah, I was involved in that, or this or that happened. And their investigation found that they were. They had the center field camera and were banging on a garbage can lid to let the batters in the batter's box know.
Wow. All right. Do you think they're not the only ones?
Right. No. Actually, one of the managers on the team then, Alex Cora, he moved on to coach with the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox are also in trouble for stealing signs. So Cora, he might get the Pete Rose.
Ooh.
He might get the lifetime ban.
Wow. All right. Thank you for the education there, because I was trying to figure out how they did all that. 729, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us for an update on the foggy conditions. And when this breaks, he'll let us know. It's coming up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A big day in Mississippi as Governor-elect Tate Reeves becomes the state's 65th governor. Reeves will take the oath of office at the state capitol building at 10:30 this morning. The Republican defeated the state's Democratic Attorney General Jim Hood in the general election. The Florida Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly crash in Milton. A bicyclist was hit about 6:30 last night on Woodbine Road and Fanwood Drive. A group created by Governor Kay Ivey is set to release its findings on conditions of Alabama prisons. It comes months after the Department of Justice threatened to sue the state if lawmakers did not fix ongoing problems. Corrections Commissioner Jeff Dunn says the Alabama Department of Corrections hired almost 200 correctional officers in 2019. It was a big night in the Big Easy as LSU beat Clemson to take home the national title. The final score, 42-25. Fans cheered as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump walked out onto the field ahead of the game. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Iran's judiciary says arrests have been made over the shootdown of a Ukrainian plane that killed all 176 people on board. Iranian President Rouhani called for a special court to be set up to try those responsible. A pre-debate war of words between Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
Told her in 2018 that a woman couldn't win the White House. Sanders, in a statement to CNN, calls the claim ludicrous.
There's John Lawrence. Six Democratic presidential contenders debate in Iowa tonight. That rain in the southern U.S. today will be lifting northward into colder air into the northeast by the weekend.
Friday and Saturday, temperatures go from the 50s and 60s down to the 30s. And here comes a storm to work with that colder air. So by Saturday night, that's when the snow gets to the northeast. And it could be very deep in places.
There's meteorologist Chad Myers. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Visa has purchased financial tech company Plaid for $5.3 billion, a major push by the payment processor into other types of money transfer systems outside of credit and debit cards. Plaid allows consumers to connect their bank accounts to apps such as Venmo, PayPal, Betterment, and TransferWise. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter says he's suing three distributors of opioids. Hunter filed a lawsuit against Cardinal Health, McKesson, and AmerisourceBergen. The lawsuit comes after Hunter won another against opioid manufacturer Johnson & Johnson, in which the company was ordered to pay $465 million. The state also reached settlements last year of $270 million against opioid makers Purdue Pharma and $85 million with Teva Pharmaceuticals. It reached an $8 million settlement last week with Endo International. Crude oil up 40 cents at $58.48 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are little changed. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Join the Alabama Coastal Foundation and the Mobile United Resources Task Force for the MLK Day of Service Cleanup, Saturday, January 18th. This year, volunteers will be cleaning sites along Eslava Creek. If you can help, meet for check-in and registration in the Springdale Mall parking lot in front of the old Burlington Coat Factory, starting at 8:30. Cleanup is from 9 to 11. ACF is in charge of cleaning the area around the old Toys R Us store, 429 Bel Air Boulevard.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Looks a lot like yesterday. Fogged in again for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Yeah, it is. And the fog will be around for many areas right through the day, particularly around the bay. And there is a chance we could see a few scattered showers develop today. And it's another warm day, 75 degrees for the high this afternoon, although we will have mostly cloudy skies. Now, tonight, look for dense fog with a low in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day and a slight chance of a shower tomorrow. And those temperatures will be back up to around 75 degrees. Warm weather will stay with us on Thursday, be in the mid-70s with a chance of a few showers. And then Friday, around 70 degrees with a slight chance of a shower. And over the weekend, though, it's going to be back to wintertime, especially on Sunday. Saturday, good chance for showers as a strong cold front moves down through Mississippi and Alabama. And the high on Saturday will be in the mid-70s, but then it'll turn colder Saturday night as the front moves offshore. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of about 62 degrees. That's just about normal for this time of the year. And then on Monday, it'll be partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, but the high will only be in the mid-50s. And it looks like we'll see temperatures down in the 30s on Monday night, most likely in the mid to upper 30s. So winter is going to make a little bit of a comeback, and that'll begin Saturday night.
Yeah, we're looking at the fog around here, Dr. Bill, but checking radar and you go north and they're getting some pretty heavy-duty rain.
Yeah, there's a stationary front, or was a warm front, that moved from the Gulf and on up into northern Alabama, and it's become stationary, and as a result, the northern counties of Alabama are going to get quite a bit of rain and a lot of thunderstorm activity. But here in the southern portion of the state, it'll be just a few scattered showers. And that rain up there will be around for northern Alabama for the next day or so. And then, of course, over the weekend, we'll see that strong cold front move in and clear things out on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill. And if somebody has yet to pick up their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, they got a chance maybe to do that today.
Yeah, I mean, right here at 106.5, we have copies as well as Fox 10. And also in Mobile at West Marine, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Classic cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also the copies at Roberts Moore Christmastown. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and the Autocraft Collision Center, they're in Fairhope, and also Billy Langford Allstate. And over in Robertsdale, the folks at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company, they have copies. And remember, those almanacs are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, 70 now at our studios. On the way, turning up your voice next hour, lots to talk about, and you have the Senate this week possibly starting the impeachment proceedings. We'll get in detail on that. Plus, the Democrats, the winnowed down list, will be debating, and this is the last debate before Iowa. More details on that coming up in just a bit. Check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet L.C. May, brand ambassador for Clyde May's Alabama-style whiskey. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Clyde May was a famous moonshiner back in the day. He created a special Christmas whiskey that he sold to close family and friends. And this secret recipe is the basis for the Clyde May brand of whiskey, which is today sold in 49 states. L.C. May is Clyde's grandson. And he tells us the story of going from illegal to legit, discusses today's whiskey marketplace, and the pride of carrying on the family name. And whether L.C. sees a secret moonshine still somewhere in his future. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
From the Benson Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've got accidents at Old Shell and Hillwood Road. Also, I-65 southbound to I-10 eastbound. Westbound I-10 at Texas Street. Airport in McGregor. Hillcrest at Gerby Road. The lanes are blocked on Gerby. Also, they just cleared the accident at the tunnel. Imogene and Hogan's Lane. Cody and Fellhorn Drive. Also, they've got the lights out at Schillinger and Three Notch at Dolphin and Water. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer you the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door price you get 30 minutes or less. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
742 FM Talk 106.5. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane. Of course, y'all on the text line at 343-0106. We'll make that into the phone line next hour. Love to hear from you. And yesterday, the announcement, Cory Booker out in the Democrat primary. It's a big shock there. But tonight in Des Moines, it's the focus of presidential politics. Some of the Democratic candidates will take part in a debate at Drake University. It's the last debate ahead of the caucus that is early next month in Iowa. Steve Kastenbaum with more.
Tonight's debate stage will look less crowded. Only six candidates will appear: Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Tom Steyer. In order to qualify, a candidate needed to have received contributions from at least 225,000 unique donors, and they needed to meet one of two polling requirements: show up at 7% or higher in two polls in the four early nominating states, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, or four polls at 5% or more in those same states. Only polls released between November 14th and January 10th counted. Now, the candidates have been on the trail here in Iowa in recent weeks. Here's Elizabeth Warren in Altoona.
I'm so glad to have a chance to be here with all of you. It really is. This is what democracy should be like.
Bernie Sanders was recently in Davenport.
A lot of people here tonight. So you like Vermonters. A little snow and ice does not intimidate you, right?
Pete Buttigieg has been in this state often.
That's the purpose of the presidency, is not to glorify the president, but to empower the American people to take on the biggest policy and moral challenges that we face.
Joe Biden has gotten out to meet the voters.
This rural bus trip we've taken, we've gone into the first 8 days, 18 counties. I don't know how many more we've hit in the last several.
But the candidates have been spending less time here in Iowa than the presidential candidates did in years past. Part of the reason may be that the crowded field and no clear front runner means other primaries will carry more weight this year, not just those in the four early voting states. Super Tuesday will be extremely important to all those still in the race, especially former New York mayor and media company founder Michael Bloomberg. He's putting all of his efforts into those Super Tuesday states. In fact, he wrote an essay for CNN's website in which he argued that Iowa and New Hampshire have carried too much weight in presidential politics for too long. Bloomberg wrote that the Democratic Party reflects America's incredible diversity, but the first two voting states, Iowa and New Hampshire, are among the most homogeneous in the nation. Steve Kastenbaum in Des Moines, Iowa.
743 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Why I feel this story was directed at me, although I don't live up to it. Here it is. So, new study out. That's what we'll call this feature. New study out.
I like it.
New study out. Folks over at Market Watch, where I go watch, you know,
the market.
Yeah.
Perfect for that.
They have some other stories over there. And this one, a new study out of Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, looked at data from almost 8 million Americans over the past three decades to figure out when people are the most miserable.
Okay.
Most miserable. And the answer is when you're 47.2 years old.
47.2.
Which is probably I'm probably 47.4 years old right now.
So you're on the other side.
Right. Yes. Thank you. Thankfully, basically, our happiness as adults goes in a U-shaped curve. We're happy when we're 18. Then we start getting more and more miserable over our 20s, 30s, and 40s. It bottoms out when we're 47.2, and then we start getting happier again. So by the time you hit 70, you're just as happy as you were when you were 18.
Really?
So why is middle age so depressing? Basically, the researcher says it's because you realize your big dreams aren't going to come true.
Golly.
It's pretty tough. But as you get older, you start to put your life in better perspective, and you become grateful for what you have, which is why you start getting happier again.
Okay. So I guess, and that's probably has to do with kids also, because you're out of the little kid range there. A lot of people send their kids off to college.
Yeah.
And are home alone with the wife or husband again. I'm guessing that plays a part in it.
You said it. I didn't say that. And so I do things because I started late. I'm 47.4 years old, and I have young kids in the house. So I'm
miserable. Yeah. That's such a harsh word.
Yeah, I'm not. And so if it's going up from here, that's good, because I'm not particularly miserable. So maybe I'm beating the curve. 7:45. We'll check sports coming up and news next.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals. We provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A warm welcome for the President and First Lady at the national championship matchup between LSU and Clemson. Fans cheered as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump walked out onto the field ahead of the game. LSU won the national title 42-25. A Florida Senate committee has approved a new gun bill. The bill would require background checks before weapons could be sold at gun shows and would require private gun sales be documented. The proposed law also would require healthcare professionals to tell law enforcement if they believe a patient could be a threat. Alabama Superintendent of Education Eric Mackey will visit two Mobile County public schools. Mackey will first visit Clarkshaw Magnet School at 10 this morning before heading to Phillips Preparatory at 12:15 this afternoon. The visits are part of Mackey's South Alabama Listening Tour. And if you're looking for a job, the Florabama is hiring. The popular venue is looking to fill 200 positions during a job fair from 11 to 4 today. A tent will be set up at the Florabama. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The LSU Tigers are the new national champions.
The snap, the knee, and the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages. Celebrate on the field here tonight in New Orleans inside the Superdome, capturing the national title.
That's the final call from the LSU Radio Network. LSU Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow threw five touchdowns and ran in another, leading the Bayou Bengals to a 42-25 victory and snapping Clemson's 29-game winning streak. Clemson took a 17-7 lead in the second quarter on a T. Higgins run, and it looked like LSU had finally met their match, but Burrow and his offense answered with three straight touchdowns to take a 28-17 lead into halftime.
Here comes pressure. Gets it out quickly. Touchdown! Thaddeus Moss just standing still
And LSU stretches the lead before halftime.
That was the tight end Thaddeus Moss with the touchdown catch. He's the son of NFL Hall of Famer Randy Moss. After the half, Clemson would score again to pull within 3 points, but another Burrow touchdown pass to Moss and a fourth quarter touchdown pass to Terrace Marshall Jr. was enough to give LSU its fourth national title in program history. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron spoke after the game.
You know, we love the state of Louisiana. I love this team. One team, one heartbeat, this coaching staff, everybody that bled the purple and gold, the great state of Louisiana. This is for everybody. One team, one heartbeat, baby.
The Heisman winner, Burrow, set more records in the final game of the season. His 6 total touchdowns and 463 yards passing are the most for a BCS or college football playoff title game. Burrow also broke the NCAA FBS single-season records for touchdown passes and touchdowns responsible for. He finished the season with 60 touchdown passes and 65 total touchdowns.
It's going to mean the world. This is what I wanted to do from the time I was 5 years old, was hoist this trophy. And bringing it back to Louisiana. I guess we're in Louisiana, but staying in Louisiana, we weren't going to let someone come in here and steal this from us in our home state. We have a great, great fan base that came out and supported us. We're going to keep this thing right here.
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney gave his props to the new champions after the game.
Congratulations to them and a beautiful football team that earned it. And we were the first 15-0 team last year, and to see them do it, and you know, they earned it. Simple as that.
Now the college football world will turn their attention and their hopes to the next season, and so do the sports books. The odds for the 2020 national champion were released following the game. Clemson is pinned as the favorite at 2-1 at Caesars Sportsbook. They're followed by Alabama at 4-1 odds, LSU at 9-2 odds, and Ohio State at 7-1. In college basketball, the Auburn Tigers are up to number 4 in the newest Associated Press Top 25 rankings. Tigers are 15-0, and along with number 7 San Diego State, are the only remaining undefeated teams in the NCAA. Gonzaga remains the top-ranked team, followed by Baylor, Duke, Auburn, and Butler. Kentucky has moved up to number 10 in the poll. The Tigers and Wildcats are still the only SEC teams ranked in the top 25. Tomorrow night, Alabama will have the chance to hand their hated rival Auburn their first loss of the season. The Tigers and the Tide will tip off at 8 p.m. at Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa. You can hear the Auburn call right here on FM Talk 106.5. In baseball, the MLB handed down an historic punishment to the Houston Astros for stealing pitching signs from opposing teams in the 2017 season. The league suspended Houston Astros GM Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch for a year for their role in using electronic equipment to steal signs. They also fined the organization the maximum of $5 million and stripped them of first and second round draft picks in 2020 and 2021. An hour later, Astros owner Jim Crane announced that Luhnow and Hinch were both fired. It's 7:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, southbound 65 to I-10 eastbound, still working an accident, left lane blocked off, Old Shell and Hillwood Road, also westbound I-10 at Texas Street, Airport and McGregor and Hillcrest to Gerby Road are latest accidents, still the roadway, with lights acting up at Schillinger and Three Notch in Dolphin and Water. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS, with audits or if you owe additional taxes. See them online at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers along with areas of fog and temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh, yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1, or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers' entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by your CBD store of West Mobile with the highest quality natural CBD products. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
All right, 756, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Get another update from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams about the fog, although it looks to be lifting a little bit out there, but like yesterday, it hung on throughout the day. We have that at least in the mix until we get towards the end of this week. More from him coming up. Plus, next hour, Quinn Hillier joins us, and we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. How about this? Two engineers who are working on the 2020 Chevy C8 Corvette Stingray at a GM plant in Kentucky took the prototypes out for a spin Wednesday night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they street raced them.
Oh, man.
27-year-old Alexander Thim from West Bloomfield, Michigan, and 30-year-old Mark Durkatz from Windsor, Ontario, are the two engineers working on the Stingrays at GM's plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky. After hours Wednesday night, they took the Stingray prototypes out of the plant and decided to street race them. They both were busted by the cops for racing in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. Alexander was going a little faster than Mark. He was doing 120, and Mark was going 100. So I guess Alexander won the race there. Cops also said they smelled alcohol on both of them at the time.
Hmm.
Both guys were charged with racing a motor vehicle on a public highway, reckless driving, and speeding. GM says it is investigating. Can you picture how that conversation went? The two engineers working on this, you know, prototypes are about to put them in production, saying, nah, you know, it's a fast vehicle. We both know that, but I'm a faster driver than you. All right, let's get a six-pack and go check that out. Bad choice, y'all. Bad choice. All right, hour number three on the way next.